from Washington, this is VOA News. From the air, the U.S. strikes against the group calling itself the Islamic State. In Sierra Leone, a call to stay home to combat Ebola. I'm Vincent Roosh, reporting from Washington. The U.S. military has launched more airstrikes against militants from the group calling itself the Islamic State in northern Iraq, targeting fighters and military hardware near the northern town of Erbil. The U.S. Central Command has described the attacks as a mix of attack, fighter, and remotely piloted aircraft, saying the flights occurred Friday and Saturday. In nearby Syria, the monitors say Syrian government airstrikes targeting the Islamic State stronghold of Raqqa killed at least 25 people, including 16 civilians. The Iraqi government has postponed a vote on approving a new government under Prime Minister-designate Haidar al-Abadi. The Prime Minister-designate had insisted his new government would be announced by Monday. Authorities in Sierra Leone are ordering people to stay at home for 3 days later this month as part of an effort to stop the spread of the Ebola virus, which has killed more than 2,000 people in West Africa. On Friday, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon announced the United Nations is creating an Ebola crisis center to coordinate efforts to combat the disease.
Remember that Ebola can be avoided and controlled. The virus has been contained elsewhere in the past, and we can do it today as well. We know what to do and what needs to be done.
Somali officials have put the country on high alert, with Somali security minister saying al-Shabaab militants may be planning retaliatory attacks against government facilities. That after U.S. officials confirmed the death of al-Shabaab leader Ahmed Abdi Qadani on Friday. This is VOA News. NATO forces have launched a major military training exercise 250 kilometers from the Russian border in what is being described as a practical demonstration of support for Baltic states facing an assertive Russia. The maneuvers near the Latvian capital, Riga, involved aircraft, vehicles, and about 500 U.S., Canadian, and Italian paratroopers in a joint exercise at an airbase southeast of the city. The maneuvers launched late Friday came just hours after NATO leaders attending a summit in Britain agreed to step up exercises in Eastern Europe with a new rapid reaction force in response to Russian actions in Ukraine. VOA's Al Passan reports from the news of the summit site in Newport, Wales.
NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen says the force will be staffed on a rotating basis by member countries and will be ready to deploy on a few days' notice.
The decision we have taken today to prepare a readiness action plan sends a very, very clear message to Russia that we are strongly determined to take all steps necessary to provide effective protection and defense of our allies.
Rasmussen says the force will have bases ready in several NATO countries in Eastern Europe. The move is a response to Russia's intervention in Ukraine, which is not a NATO member. Al Passan, VOA News, Newport, Wales.
U.S. President Barack Obama has decided to delay action on immigration until after the November congressional elections. White House officials Saturday said the president believes taking his own steps on the highly politicized issue during the midterm campaign would hurt efforts to pass a broad overhaul. But they say he still plans to act before the end of the year. The move offers relief to some Democrats in vulnerable Senate seats. However, House of Representatives Speaker John Boehner said the decision to delay smacks of raw politics. He said there is never a right time for the president to sidestep Congress and declare amnesty by executive action. Egypt has charged ousted President Mohamed Morsi with leaking national security secrets to Qatar. The nation's top prosecutor says Mr. Morsi and 10 co-defendants will go on trial for providing Qatari intelligence with sensitive documents during his year in office. A senior executive for the Qatar-owned Al Jazeera television network is among those charged. A French journalist held hostage for months by extremists in Syria has identified one of his captors as Mehdi Nemouche, the French national accused of killing 4 people at the Jewish Museum in Brussels in May. Journalist Nicholas Heinen named Nemouche on Saturday. More details on all of these stories at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.